You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
General C and Komnong in a versatile style. Oh yeah!
Now here it is!
What?
That intro song, Jack.
That was Sweet Sensation by General Saint. That is a cover of a song that's been covered
many times throughout the reggae
There's
world.
Vibes
but
around.
I felt like that cover specifically has the best vibes out of all of them.
Yeah, made me think of the song in the background currently, Ten Guitars by Engelbert Humperdinck. This is synonymous with Kiwis everywhere.
Yeah.
This is when you have your garage party. And
this is one of the first songs in New Zealand that you learn to play.
100%. You know, when you're having your garage party and you think, oh, it's 2 a.m., time to quieten down. It's either this or Red Red Wine that comes on.
Yep.
Vibes, good vibes. We love good vibes. You know what we love even more than good vibes?
What do we love even more than good vibes?
Good music, especially 10 great songs on the 95BFM Top 10 this week. My name is Smashton.
I'm Big Jay.
And we're here to present to you that list for one of the last weeks of October. Is it the last week of October?
Second last week.
Madness.
Yeah. And if you want to get in touch, 5395 is the number to text. We can email us if you're old school.
When was the last time we did an email call out? I'll send a fax. We don't have a fax machine, but we'll find one.
Yeah, we'll find one. Let you know.
Within the next 54 minutes and 35 seconds, if I don't hear beep, 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 coming through for a Morse code or a fax, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
5395. We'd love to hear from you.
Number 10.
Yeah, number 10's a debutante.
It is. It's very good to see. It is actually, was it on last week's list?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, how good. A very good debutante. Now, this is one of the more unique band names and one of the more unique song names I have seen. I haven't listened to this one, but I'm really looking forward to hearing it. So debuting for the very first time on the 95BFM Top 10, Fuzztastic Seismic with Oligism.
Stay with us. We're on the Top 10. We are going to be here till 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Do not change that radio. Enjoy the song. Fuzztasmic sound.
Fuzztasmic. I love it. That's a new word.
Fuzztasmic. I was meant to say fuzztastic, but fuzztasmic works as well.
That was Seismic with Oligism. Yeah. Oh, we were just saying in the break. You told me that was on the Skate 3 soundtrack? I would have believed you. That's so Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
Sort of fuzzy in your face, good flipping vibes.
Yeah.
Great way to start off the top 10. Love a good debutante.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's fantastic.
Sam, we were talking a little bit about some iconic telly moments.
We were.
Now, I've got a story to tell.
Oh, yeah?
In an episode of Shortland Street from years ago.
Haven't heard this one, actually. I thought we were going to go something else. But
you've heard this one. You were involved in this one.
I was?
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
There's a scene where Dr. Chris Warner rides the Flying Fox and falls off and gets brain damage. And
average Flying Fox experience.
We wanted to find it.
We did.
And we spent hours, literal hours, on the couch looking through it. We were going through episode by episode, skipping through it 10 seconds at a time, trying to find this clip of Dr. Chris Warner.
Yeah, like three or four different devices on TVs, on phones, on computers.
It was like searching for lost media.
Yeah, it was like I'm like finding the Ark of the Covenant or something.
And we spent ages looking for it, and we never did.
No, we never did. And time passed. Actually, that's your story. You carry on.
Time passed. We forgot about it. And then all of a sudden, on Shortland Street's Instagram account, they post the video.
This lost media, supposedly. Yep. It is there and it's full force. It's beautiful, full force. It's one of the many Shortland Street plots that really is just like, man, the creative writing on this show is fantastic. It's so good.
And it, got me thinking about some iconic TV moments. Yeah. There's got to be an iconic moment. That,
100%.
That and Picture of Your Penis are the probably the two biggest. Oh, and Anchor Me, and then the bomb goes off.
That's right.
Those are some big Shortland Street moments, right?
100%. Hey, 5395, what are your favourite iconic TV moments from New Zealand?
Yeah, we're going to go through them throughout the show gradually.
We were talking about one more earlier, which we'll bring up after the next song, which is your...
Number 9.
Oh, very good. Now, is this a debutante?
This is another debutante. We've got a lot of debutantes on the show tonight.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Jake, what's this one?
This one is Trinus with Dr. Dory. Live, or not live, on the radio. We're live.
Yes, we are. But the song is recorded.
Yep.
Yeah. Enjoy!
Thank you, Dr. Dory, for fixing my eyes. 'Cause now I can read, read, read. Now I can read again. Now I can see, see, see. Now I can see my friends. I'll never take it for granted again. Every day is magical. Now I can see all the beautiful marks on your skin. I treasure every one of them. Thank you, Dr. Dory, for fixing my eyes. You are hard to connect with as a person, but you're good with a knife. And now I can drive, drive, drive. Now I can drive to the lake. Whenever I want, it's so fucking great. Thank you, Dr. Dory. Open my eyes, there is no more surprise. Just watch me walking down the steps. I know which one comes next. I can read book after book. I'm really liking Greta and Bolden. It doesn't hurt to watch TV. I can finally catch up on Shortland Street.
Context, that clip is crazy for a background.
What you're hearing in the background is what we both agree is probably the most iconic TV
it's
moment in New Zealand.
Definitely a People's Choice favourite if I was the only one voting. Yep. It is Blindfolded and Led to the Woods.
A technical death metal band.
Yes, appearing on the Aaron Simpson... Far out!
The Aaron Simpson Show.
Yeah, the Aaron Simpson Show. It's amazing because you have a bunch of like kids just having a good old time, you know, jumping around and stuff, but in the background you have your...
Just this band just dropping heavy.
It's just a drop Z freaking crazy tunes. It's so sick. It's so cool.
There's a cool story behind it when they play. Just like, listen to this. This is on a kids show. What I love about this is that they practiced near the studio where they filmed the Aaron Simpson Show. And they could hear them every week. And so one week the producers went up and were like, do you just want to come on the
That's
show?
That's so cool.
And, but it's just such a random New Zealand thing. I just can't think of anywhere else in the world that would put a death metal band called Blindfolded and take it to the woods.
Yeah, incredible.
On a after school kids show.
That's sick. No, I'm pretty. I like my heavier stuff, and that's bigger stuff. Me like that. That's good. That's a great story.
Number 8.
Good vibes. Number 8 for this week is, guess what? Another debutante.
Another debutante. 3 in a row.
Oh, good. That makes up 3 out of the 10 songs so far in debutantes. Had 2 great debutantes, and I believe this one is going to be just as awesome.
Yeah.
It is the first time this artist has appeared on the top 10 in our tenure. We are very happy to introduce Princess Digitalis by Echolalia. Get amongst it. Enjoy it.
We've got a quick break after this, but stay tuned. We're counting down and also continuing with the iconic TV moments.
If you get up at Sparrow's Fart, Rooster's Crow, Brunch O'Clock, Noontide, Golden Hour, or even Witching Hour, you'll always rise and shine with an 8:30 start.
8:30 Coffee, roasting delicious specialty coffee right here in Auckland.
So get a bag or 10 of 8:30 beans today and taste it for yourself. Plus, get a special discount by using discount code 95BFM.
8:30 Coffee Roasters. Check them out today at 8:30.com.
G'day, Vera here. I'm just sitting here on the wall thinking about all that I've seen at Verona over the years. First kisses, wild nights, and my fair share of mochaccinos, Dal. Ugh, I've been a fly on the wall for all of it. Buzzer, yay.
Verona Cafe and Bar, 169 K Road, where it's always been. Check out what's happening on Instagram at verona.kroad or just pop in for a drink and a pizza and make some memories. Verona Cafe and Bar, the heart of Karangahape Road since 92.
The hunt for that record is over. Southbound Records has you covered, stocking New Zealand's largest range of new vinyl. Locally owned with expert staff on hand to help you find the music that you're looking for and the music you didn't know you were looking for. Support your local bricks and mortar and pay them a visit in store or online. Southbound Records. Find them at 132 Simon Street. Southbound.co.nz.
The legendary Fat Freddy's Drop are celebrating the 21st anniversary of their groundbreaking debut album based on a true story. Live at the Auckland Town Hall, Friday, May 15th and Saturday, May 16th. The chance to witness Fat Freddy's Drop perform this seminal album in the flesh doesn't come around often, so don't miss out. Fat Freddy's Drop at the Auckland Town Hall, Friday, May 15 and Saturday, May 16. Tickets on sale Tuesday, 28th of October from Ticketmaster.
95 BFM, democracy in action.
The 95 BFM top tier.
Welcome back to the 95
BFM
top tier.
You're in a crazy posture right now.
Yeah, I know. I was right down near the desk.
Scoliosis speed run.
Because I stand while we do this show.
Yeah, I'm parked on my bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm comfy.
Yeah, if you walk into the studio, you'd think that you're just really short and I'm really tall.
Yeah, I'm just sitting down. You're standing up. Well, you are taller than me.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
like 7-12 or something, you know?
I'm saying this. Paulie 5-3.
We're going over some iconic TV moments. You've actually got one up right now. That's crazy. I'm going to have to say two of my favourites. Thingy's eye popping out.
Mm.
Classic.
Mm.
I don't even know if that was actually on TV or if that was just an outcut.
Well, how's it your favourite if you don't know, Jake?
Here's one that you hadn't heard about. You'd never heard of Always Blow on the Pie.
I hadn't. Uncultured swine, I am.
For those of you uncultured like Smash.
No, not swine. I'm the swine. That's fine.
It was from a Police 10-7 episode.
Yes.
And this cop just gets really serious about blowing on the pie.
Oh, was he not joking?
I don't know. Oh, that's the thing. I can't tell because he's so serious about it. He's like...
What's one thing you must do at 3 a.m.?
This guy's going for his pie and it's 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop goes, what's the one thing you must do at 3 a.m. when you find a pie?
Oh, I don't know.
That pie's been in the oven for 12 hours. Mm. It's got to be thermonuclear. Always blow on the pie. Always blow on the pie. And then at the end, you go, save the communities together.
Incredible. Now, we got one up on the BFM computer here.
Yeah, this one broke New Zealand, I think.
Yeah, it is the Natalia Kills thrashing.
Yep.
Of the X Factor contestant who supposedly looked like the very famous Willie Moon.
Yep.
God knows what they're up to nowadays.
That made international headlines.
That was crazy.
That was huge. That news was like, that was thermonuclear news, to be honest.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bananas, pretty crazy stuff.
Anyway, there's a few more iconic TV moments. 5395, text in, what are your favourites? What's saying that you just lie awake at night and realize, oh shit, that happened on TVs. We've got a text in.
Yeah, Tommy T says we need some more technical death metal snarls from Smashton.
Give us a few, Smashton. He's actually saying words there too.
That was the wheels on the bus.
Number seven.
This was on last week's list. I don't remember where it was. It was in a similar position. Sam's getting it up now. But this song was awesome.
Yep.
This song is Captions On by From Outside featuring Dizzy Dash, Spewer, and Navi. It was...
Last week's number 10.
So big promotion.
How good.
Stay with us. Top 10. See you soon.
You're good.
Only time can tell the distance of your actions. Misinterpret fashion, the outfits unattractive. Not looking for reactions, nor your interactions. If you want us on stage, better make that transaction. Dizzy with the raps, ill Seth running laps. Spewer got the map, smooth with the fat caps. This is hip hop, elements explain where we drift off. Cover up coughs, you ain't sick, spew toxic like asbestos. Lately, digging through a crate for a loop made in the 80s. Hidden gems bumping out the beat, we down new maybes. This is all planned, no flukes. 3K the flu while we all our short troops. Ooh. Outsiders on it, outsiders on it, outsiders on it, outside, outsiders on it, outsiders on it, outsiders on it. Outsiders.
Yeah. Flowing up and down our country, snack on whack MCs ever I get the munchies. Stop for a bucky, that's the only thing that's bubbly. Oakland with this shit, but the marijuana lovely with the company you keep. Can't reap what you sow, try to put you on game, but these motherfuckers slow. Let them know we at the show. We throwing up a no, haven't heard, I should miss her. She can show you on her phone, rocking crowds to the car park. Demonstrate our art, make it look easy while they talk and make it sound hard. Just doing our part, wanna know how ours. Jazz bar with that southern shine, make the sound spark. Still listening to Wednesday on Wednesday. Even on your best day, not messing with my pen play. Must admit, got a spit from Savant's place. My team really creating space for the next wave. Space for the next wave.
Hey, let me take a minute or maybe 15. The green scene, more things with good company. And I've been living on the limit and chasing a dream. Hardly chasing when I'm pacing like a stolen a dream. I can't think when I'm not right side of the brain. The same game that we playing look like a dynasty. All chasing the fame, you're hating if you complain. You can't gain any weight and best expect the hiding. If nothing ever gonna change, just say it again and again and again and again. Zen, only friendly, phonely fan. When, hold my hand, let me know, let me in. I got a lot of F's to give for a West like this. Push the paper to the pen till the ink might drip. Don't sip on cheap fish and chips from artists. Lighthearted, back and forth, Bloody Mary, absent laws. Accident, the action film, and still we need the captions on. What? And still we need the captions on.
Reactions on From Outside, Dope. Featuring Dizzy Dash, Spewer, and Navi here on the 95 BFM Top 10. We are going to continue our countdown. We've got some more iconic TV moments coming up, but you're going to have to wait to hear.
Number six.
Number six. This is a debutante from a returning artist.
Oh, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that makes sense.
An artist who's been dominating the top 10 over the last month.
Yeah, they've had a couple of releases.
Deservedly so.
Now, this one I like. This makes this song title makes me... I like the song title.
Yeah. This is Babe Martin with Summer Fruit. You're on the top 10. Stay with us.
Oh!
Summer Fruit, Babe Martin. You're here on the 95 BFM Top 10. We're ranking out some of our favourite New Zealand television moments. And I've got one.
Yes, you do.
It's one of my favourites. It was. Do you remember when Eminem sued the National Party?
That's right, for the use of Lose Yourself in the election campaign. Well,
the defence argument was hilarious.
What was it?
The song was called Eminem-esque.
But it was Eminem.
Yeah, I know, but the song was called Eminem-esque and it wasn't by Eminem, so there was no copyright there. Anyway, as we know, the National Party lost, and they couldn't play those iconic ads anymore.
What a shame.
Or infamous ads now.
Yeah, true, very much so. Yeah. That's crazy. I feel like 2000, we've got a bit of a list up here.
Yeah.
We've got a spin-off 100 New Zealand TV moments of the decade, just for some memory refreshing. Gosh, from like 2000 to like 2020, goodness gracious, so much happened.
The 2010s were wild.
So much happened, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
Keep texting through your favourite New Zealand television moments. 5395, that's the place to go. We've got another debutante coming up.
Number five.
Exactly halfway through the show, pretty much, in a debutante, just as Jack said. It's Jack Bromwich. He walks alone.
He waits alone.
He waits alone.
I've got my glasses on even.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Jack. Hope you're listening. Very true. But he waits alone, Jack Bromwich. I'm liking the intro to this song, so how about we listen to the rest of it? You're on the B.
Thank you.
Oh, we just had an absolute belter of a text coming.
By the way, number five, Jack Bromwich, He Waits Alone. Now, we're talking about iconic TV moments.
Yes. Now, this text, this could honestly generate an entire other discussion.
Yep.
This texter has sent in a belter of a text. Yep. The Toyota Ute / Farm Dog Bugger ad.
We've talked about this on air before.
Yes, we have.
Now, that ad is the most complained about ad.
Is it?
In the Advertising Standards Authority history.
Why?
Because bugger back in the day was like saying the C word.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Because it has a very visceral meaning.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a great ad. It's an iconic ad.
It is a great ad.
I mean, that's, as I was saying, a whole other discussion of iconic New Zealand ads. I mean, Ghost Ships.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great one.
Yep. Anything by Road Safety New Zealand.
Yes, the traumatising, oh my goodness.
The Safer Journeys campaign just filled with traumatising ads.
The spinny wheel one with the dude sitting outside the house. Or that one where, like, that pauses before the accident happens. Like, my son's in the bag. It's like, I can't do anything.
Other countries copied those ads.
Okay.
Because apparently they were so effective.
Here we are talking about them.
Yeah.
Ages later. There's a Lyft one with one of the Magasivas. I forget which one, but that was a great one too.
Yeah.
5395, we're going to slightly shift the changing of discussion. Great New Zealand TV moments plus...
Plus ads.
Ads. Just a belter of a suggestion.
Or bloopers, like Wendy Petrie's fist bump.
Yeah, anything.
In a live cross, that was pretty great.
Absolutely anything.
Yeah, anything. 5395, let us know. Number four.
Yes.
Number four.
What a radio show. That's right, damn.
Number four, this is DC Maxwell. This was on last week's list.
Yes, it was. Which will, beep, boop, boop, beep. Let's just...
He's closed it.
I have.
We normally have it in the studio on a piece of paper with us, but we don't this week, so...
Oh, and the website. The website is...
Website's down.
The website... Can you do some beatboxing in the background? My name is Smashton. Finding the top 10 list. At number something was... Oh, it wasn't on last week.
Oh, it wasn't on last week.
But hey, it may be Tom potentially.
No, it's on before. But it's a return.
It's a return
to this song. At number four, which is pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Golden Light by DC Maxwell. Stay play with. The song. You're the beat.
The golden light in the room makes an angel out of you. But a twisted shape in the glass says that all things come to pass. Oh God, it started again, this feeling that extends. The pearl from the shelter.
93, 94, 95 BFM.
Hey, can I try on these shoes?
Absolutely. Let me help. Hey, by any chance, is your grandmother Melissa Corgan?
How did you know?
Pat Menzies never forgets a foot.
Pat Menzies Shoes, the Auckland footwear store you've trusted for 50 years. Proudly Kiwi-owned and stocking iconic brands like Doc Martens, Blundstone, Birkenstock, Converse, Clarks and more. Pat Menzies Shoes, your original since 1975. Visit them in-store at Canterbury Arcade off Queen Street or online at patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
Tamaki Makaurau Dream Pop Quartet Echo Medica have just launched their atmospheric debut self-titled album. Echo Medica made a sonic splash with their first two singles by charting number one and two on the 95 BFM Top 10. And now they've released the whole darn record. So now you can get your hands and ears on this collection of spectacular genre-twisting soundscapes. Echo Medica, debut album out now and available where all good music is found.
Have you been waiting for a sign to buy more vinyl? This is it! The Mount Albert Record Fair is back.
With stacks of vinyl, CDs and tapes to dig through, live DJs and food and drink to keep you going.
Plus, go in the draw to win an AV World dual turntable giveaway.
Mount Albert Record Fair, Saturday, November 8th from 8:30am till 4pm at Mount Albert War Memorial Hall.
Free entry. Check out Mount Albert Record Fair on Instagram and Facebook for more info.
Long has the Auckland legend DC Maxwell travelled through the brutal desert wastes of Melbourne, crooning, barding, and allegedly towing the line of the law. Now he journeys home to tell tale of his adventures and to share new music. Criminal? Hero? Public nuisance? People's prince? You decide.
DC Maxwell, The Return of the Prodigal Son, live at Double Whammy, October 25th, with support from Soulfate and Group Chat. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
It's not a popularity contest, 95 BFM.
Dogs, undies.
We're going through iconic moments, and we seem to have struck a chord with the iconic ads.
That is... Togs, undies. Great suggestion from a texter.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a New Zealand ad. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm even more uncultured. Like, how much? I want to do some research.
Yeah. And it's correct, though. The minute you leave the sand...
It's undies.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
Yeah. How often are you going out in public in bare feet?
Not very often. I just don't like my feet getting black stuff on the bottom. Like all that, like, tar and just muck stuff. And dust.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've been to the supermarket in black feet and bare feet.
Yeah, me neither.
And then I get like, yeah, they're covered in like all the muck
and shit. Yeah, fair enough. I feel like I do it all the time.
Yeah,
I remember when I was over in the States earlier this year, I went out in bare feet and I got very strange looks. And I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh shit.
It's a pretty New Zealand thing though. Absolutely. Going out in barefoot.
100%.
Like, it's just, can't be bothered putting the shoes on.
No, absolutely. But I'm always wearing my slip-on Skechers. That's pretty much the only shoes I wear. Yeah. So that's,
and I remember your Puma slides were a big feature for a long time.
I remember I had some plastic Birkenstocks as well that I wore so much they snapped in half.
They were blue, weren't they?
Very blue. Alarmingly blue. Hey, new song. How good. Number three was last week's number one, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Staying on the list.
Fables with Sundown. Great song. Got two more to come in the next 15 minutes. Yeah. And the last little text to your favourite ads. Get them in.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear them. You're on the boo.
Sundown becomes me. Incandescent and fumbly, would you call me your darling just for one evening? I am draped in mid-century in the radio national. Forget heavy tendencies, promise I'll play it casual. You'd hope for a vice deal, cigarettes or a cold beer. Something to hold here. Smolder, honey, the road's clear. You could light me up tungsten, amber and glowy. Raise me a red light. Tomorrow
Fables with Sundown here on the 95 BFM Top 10. That was your number three for this week. Number one last week.
Love it. That was really great.
Yeah.
We're talking TV ads.
Yeah, we don't really have any more. We've run out. Have we? Have you got any on the top of your head?
Not really. No. 5395, text in, help us find us some...
last couple.
Our last couple.
Suggestions before we round up the show. You got just over 10 minutes left of the show. You got two of the top 10 to play. The top two voted by you. We have a song that featured in last week's top 10. And a brand new debutante. Which order will they be in? That's for us to know and for you to find out. But you're pretty much going to find out right now.
Number two.
This is a group that we love a lot, and they've got a new record coming out.
Yeah.
Which is very, very exciting. This is the wonderful Echomatica with Month of Sundays. It was number five on last week's top 10, jumping up to number two, a massive promotion for Echomatica.
Very, very good.
Yeah. Stay with us. You're on the top 10. Don't go anywhere. Number one's up next. See you soon.
How
what time it is. It's time for number one.
Yeah, it's time to announce the number one song of the week.
Before we do, though, I'd love to say that last song, Month of Sundays, by Echomatica. Very much a windows down in the Waterview Tunnel kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Turn that shit up. Put your arms out the windows and just enjoy the breeze.
I remember when you first started driving.
Yes.
You had the trucker's tan.
Did I?
Yeah.
And sometimes, actually, no.
Sometimes in summer especially, the trucker's tan really comes out.
See, if you don't know me in person, I'm covered in freckles.
Yeah.
I'm turning into a big freckle. And I'm just noticing now on my arms.
You've got more freckles.
Like, on my right arm, kind of where my elbow is to like my forearm, is just freckle central.
Yeah.
So many freckles, and that is what you're talking about. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, under my arms, no freckles, and just pasty white, but my goodness, it's crazy. 100%. But hey, what a show.
Yeah, what a
super
show.
Super fun show, super great music, super good chats about iconic Kiwi TV moments and iconic TV ads.
Various other things.
I feel like what mystifies me about this is like none of this is basically relevant outside of New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's such a thing that makes us.
Yeah.
And you know, all these shared love for these shared moments.
Yeah.
Who's at the door, Jack?
Chris is at the door.
Chris Cadby, Power Nap, Under the Radar, Kingpin, host of the Freak the Sheep show, is in the studio ready to...
Halloween special. Okay.
Spooky time,
so
scary
stay
stuff.
Tuned for that. Yes. Voting opens in 5 minutes from now. You can do that by texting your favourite song and artist on the BFM playlist to 53395, or you can head to 95bfm.com/vote, and you can figure out what to do from
it's
there.
The same thing, pretty much.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Indeed.
Anyway.
Now this one, debutante.
Big moment. Time to announce.
Possibly the scariest song ever on the top 10 ever.
Yeah.
But it's an artist that, as you know, you press the button.
Yeah, I'll press start.
Number one!
Oh yeah, oh, number one. These are some Kiwi legends currently killing it overseas.
Hell yeah. Now this song, I believe... might need to be fact checked on it. This was produced by Ty Segall.
Wow.
Which is massive.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, but I'm really looking forward to hearing it. It is it's the legendary Kiwi duo Earth Tongue.
Yeah.
With the Ritual debuting at number one on the 95 BFM
How good.
Top 10.
I mean, it couldn't debut anywhere else.
Get your space costumes out.
Yep.
This one's going to be a ripper, but hey, it's been a fantastic show. My name's Smashed.
I'm Big J.
This has been the 95 BFM Top 10. See you next week.
Yeah.
The 95 BFM Top 10. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.